Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton urges citizens to embrace Swadeshi and self-reliance. Kansia to begin statewide three-day pen-down strike from October 14 over IAS selection. Nagaland conducts coordination workshop to boost district-level disaster response. And the 9th Captain N. King Rusev Memorial Football Tournament to kick off on October 22. Now the news in detail. BJP Legislature Party BLP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the nation is moving forward with the goal of Swadeshi and urged all citizens to pledge together in embracing Swadeshi and build a truly self-reliant India. Addressing media persons this morning on the launch of Atmanirbhar Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan in the state at BJP head office in Kohima, the BLP leader said, Atmanirbhar Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan is not a policy initiative, but a national strength whose aim is to connect every Indian, inspire every citizen and carry the message of self-reliance and Swadeshi to every home. Mr. Patton reiterated that PM Modi has called upon citizens to ensure that whatever they purchase is made in India. He also highlighted on the several programs to be organized under his campaign and urged all to participate with pride.
Under this campaign, several programs will be organized nationwide, including online Swadeshi quiz competition, Atmanirbhar Bharat essay competition, conferences for traders, small industrialists, and professional college-level Swadeshi Sanglab seminars and Swadeshi fair. We should all participate in these activities with pride so that the message of Swadeshi reaches societies and our resolve succeeds.
Mr. Patton further urged citizens to take the pledge of Swadeshi as a collective responsibility and an expression of one's love and devotion towards our motherland.
Let us all take this pledge together that we will embrace Swadeshi. We will proudly proclaim this is Swadeshi and that we will build a truly self-reliant India. Our mission is to carry the message of Har Har Swadeshi to every household across the nation.
The BJP Nagaland officially launched the Atmanirbhar Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan today. This nationwide 90-day campaign was launched on September 25 and will continue till December 25. The campaign aims to strengthen the path of self-reliance and make India a developed country by 2047. The Confederation of All Nagaland State Services Employees Associations, KANSEA, has announced a three-day pen-down strike starting October 14 across all government offices in the state. The move comes in protest against the state government's inaction to its grievances over alleged subversion of meritocracy in the recent IAS selection process. KANSEA is demanding the withdrawal of a non-NPSC candidate from the IAS select list published on September 25 and the restoration of the original vacancy circular from March 10 to ensure merit and transparency in induction into the country's premier civil service. The association said the strike will continue alongside ongoing protest actions like Black Ribbon and poster campaigns. Nagaland's Directorate of Home Guard, Civil Defence and State Disaster Response Force held a one-day coordination meeting cum workshop on civil defence in Kohima on Saturday. The program was held following the Home Affairs Ministry's directive to strengthen district-level coordination in response to the April Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Delivering the keynote, Director General Renchamo P. Kikon emphasised the need to mobilise and build capacity of civil defence volunteers. He shared details of the scheme for training and capacity building of civil defense to be implemented by March 2026, as part of which Nagaland will train 20 master trainers and 3,600 civil defense wardens and volunteers across 10 districts. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today launched Sardar at 150 Unity March in New Delhi to commemorate 150th anniversary of Sardar Vallabhai Patel. Addressing a press conference, Dr. Mandavia said, "This Unity March is a national movement to engage youth in nation building and advancing the vision of Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat."
31 अक्टूबर से 25 नवंबर तक हर डिस्ट्रिक्ट में एक दिन की यूनिटी मार्च निकाली जाएगी और दूसरे चरण में सरदार साहब के पैतृक गांव करमसद से लेकर स्टेच्यू ऑफ यूनिटी यानी कि 150 किलोमीटर के एक प्रमुख पदयात्रा होगी। ये दो पदयात्रा के द्वारा देश के युवाओं को जोड़ा जाएगा, NSS के युवा, माय भारत के वॉलंटियर्स, सरकारी प्रशासन उसको लीड करेंगे।
On to sports, India wrapped up its campaign at World Para Athletics Championships with 22 medals, which include 6 gold, 9 silver and 7 bronze, the country's best ever performance at the championships. Representing the country in the men's 557 shot put event, Nagaland's Hokkato Hotoje Sema delivered his season's best throw of 14.35 meters. The strong performance, however, fell short to secure the Paralympic medalist a podium standing as he finished 6th in a highly competitive field. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed India's historic performance at the World Para Athletics Championships. In a social media post, Mr. Modi congratulated the athletes, saying their success will inspire several people. The 9th edition of the Captain N. Genguruse MVC Memorial Football Tournament 2025 will kick off on October 22 at IG Stadium, Kohima, with 20 teams from across Nagaland. The finals will be played on November 6. Ahead of the tournament, the official poster, mascot and theme song were unveiled today at a ceremony held in Kohima Science College, Jotsoma. The event was organized by Assam Rifles in collaboration with the Nagaland Football Association under Operation Sadbhavna. Speaking at the launch, Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India and Secretary General of the Nagaland Olympic Association, Abu Mehta, called the tournament a tribute to Captain Genguruse's legacy and a call to youth to uphold values of discipline, teamwork and service.
Sport has the power to unify. Sport has no language. It overcomes all hurdles, jumps over all barriers. The universal language of sport is excellence and success. Sport knows no color, no background. And what better way to uphold the name of a legendary figure, a recipient of the Mahavir Chakra, than to spread his name to the platform of sport?
Paying tribute to Captain Genguruse, MLA Dr. Tsilu Tio Rutso said the tournament honors his courage and inspires unity and resilience among youth.
True victory is not measured only by medals or trophies, but by the character we build and the values we uphold. Each match, each cheer and each goal scored will carry a message of unity and resilience that Captain Genguruse stood for.
Deputy Inspector General Igar North Brigadier S.K. Palande reaffirmed Assam Rifles' commitment to youth development and community building through sports. The official poster was released by the dignitaries and parents of Captain Genguruse. The official mascot, the Mithun Warrior, symbolizes strength, unity and resilience. The first inter-ward football tournament for the Dimapur Municipal Council Trophy 2025 officially kicked off today at DDSC Stadium. The tournament is seeing participation from 23 wards. Addressing the event, Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang emphasized that sports build unity, discipline and personal growth. He also announced that the present DDSC Stadium would be upgraded soon, saying a detailed project report has already been submitted to the government. And the new GST reforms are poised to give a boost to Bihar in various sectors including agriculture, food processing, dairy and handloom. The reforms will benefit farmers by reducing the cost of fertilizers, micronutrients and machinery. Micro, small and medium enterprises will get a boost with reduction of taxes on biscuits, namkeens and sauces. Similarly, the tax cut on a dairy sector is expected to ease working capital pressures on dairies and strengthen cooperative networks. Also, the GST reduction on tractors, pumps and irrigation equipment will encourage wider adoption of modern tools, boost agricultural productivity and strengthen farmer incomes. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton urges citizens to embrace Swadeshi and self-reliance. KANSEA to begin statewide three-day pen-down strike from October 14 over IAS selection. Nagaland conducts coordination workshop to boost district-level disaster response. And the 9th Captain N. Genguruse Memorial Football Tournament to kick off on October 22. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.